MaxZone.com.
The views expressed on Max World are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of its management, its trash man, the electric guy, the person who fills the vending machines, the guy who fixes our van, the kid who cuts our grass, the woman who brings us cookies, the guy who worked for food on the corner, or any other person of sound mind. Should you be offended, please call Mac. After all, it is Max World.
Starring Rooster McRoberts.
Everybody, everybody, let's get it started. Let's get it started here.
You can reach Mac right now at MaxWorldLive.com.
Places, please, quiet down, and here we go.
This is Max World. Max World. Max World.
Good morning, 9 o'clock sharp, Central Standard Time, wherever you are. I think, let me think. If you're
Where are you?
Well, there's obviously some place that somebody's listening that it's still dark. I was going to say it's probably light wherever you are, but... If you're in Hawaii right now, it's dark.
It's dark in Hawaii, yeah.
If you're in Japan, it's dark. We have a couple listeners that listen to us in South Korea. It's still dark there. Of course, it's going to be real dark there if we don't get that thing figured out.
Uh-huh.
Did you know, by the way, this morning that the United States government put South Korean on top alert? We went to red alert alert or whatever
it
is.
And why wouldn't we? I mean, why wouldn't we?
Well,
they're a bunch of crazy... buggers over there, for crying out loud. They
and it's the same level that we were at after 9/11 and then after 2006 when North Korea tested their first nuke over there.
Look at the guy that's running the place. He looks like a Kewpy doll or Kewpy doll. He looks nuts. The guy's insane.
I think they are insane.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Anyway, that's what's going on in the world today as far as America on high alert, and we'll continue to update you on the different things that are going on around the world. We do want to remind you that if you live in or around the Central Iowa area, you're going to be able to watch a grown man drop dead on Saturday morning. And a bright young lady actually dance as her father and mother is, or as her father, excuse me, is... dropping dead because she wins the race. Anyway, tell them about it.
All right, Dam to Dam race starts this Saturday morning. Dam to Dam is to raise its contributions for kids and things like that. And Iowa's done it. Des Moines, Iowa's done it for, this is the 30th year, I believe. And Mandy Lynn's going to be in tomorrow morning. We're going to talk about it again. But it's a 5K challenge, okay? And if anybody's familiar with Des Moines, Iowa, it starts at Walnut and 3rd Street and finishes at 3rd and Locust Streets, adjacent to what's called Nolan Plaza in downtown. And beautiful, beautiful. You know, they used to say beautiful downtown Burbank? Beautiful downtown Des Moines. And so Mandy Lynn, my girl, I have two daughters, but Mandy Lynn's here in Des Moines. She says, okay, I'll challenge you, Pop Rooster, to this 5K run. Now keep in mind, she's 29 years old. I am 50, and I'm up for the challenge. I want everybody to know
you're a fool.
That a 50-year-old old fart is going to whoop her 29-year-old little
butt. See,
that's
what's funny. It's tragic. That in the condition, the physical condition that you're in, you're going to attempt to run, what is it, 5 miles?
No, it's 3.1, 3.2 miles is all. It's a short distance, it's a piece of cake.
It's the kiddie trail.
No. There is a kiddie trail, but this is not the kiddie trail. No, okay. This is not the kiddie trail. Because if you say that's the kiddie trail for me, then you're putting Mandy Lynn in that, and you know that she wouldn't be on the kiddie trail.
Okay, so it's tragic. It's tragic that a grown man of your age and poor health would attempt to run something like this. What is funny, just hillbilly funny, is that you think you're going to beat your daughter.
Oh, absolutely.
Your daughter is hot. She's young.
Yeah.
She's in shape.
Yeah.
My God, she chases around three kids and a husband all day long. You don't think she can't beat you in 3 miles?
No. I'm telling you. Look, dude, I'm telling you. I am going to flat out. I feel like Muhammad Ali back in the 60s. I'm going to float like a butterfly and sing like a bee.
Yeah, and then you're going to drop dead like Mama Cass.
Oh, no.
That's what you're going to do.
No, I'm telling you, I'm going to do it. I'm going to win. And I want everybody there. This is a monumental moment.
Yeah, it's a moment you're going to see a 50-year-old man drop
in
dead.
In history. The rooster is going to fly.
Do you Yeah, you're going to grow wings and fly to heaven.
The rooster's
going to
fly. I just coined that, didn't I? That was really pretty good, wasn't it?
I'm going to have our little flip cam there, and if I understand technology, I'm going to try to record some of it as the day goes on. So.
Dude, I could. You know what? And we got to move on. But listen, I have my flip cam too, and while I'm doing it,
oh, are you?
I'll be able to do it.
Oh, good. Then I don't need to come. All right, that's
no,
good.
No, you want to be there because we're partners. You want to share in this auspicious and spectacular victory.
Here's how I'm going to share. I'm going to have a little party going on here at Kitty's for all the people that are going to be glad when you drop dead. And then I'm already hooked up at Hamilton's, and I called the insurance agency.
I already talked to Mr. Peterson at Hamilton's. He said I don't believe that that's going
to
happen.
Well, I talked to Mr. Peterson, and he's got a box all ready for you.
Oh, for heaven's
sakes. By the way,
sense.
I went the discounted route because it won't matter, so... All right.
Yeah, that's the way we bury them down home. Just throw them in a pine box, drop them in a hole, and cover them up with some dirt.
All right. I want to welcome our guest today, and her name is lovingly Mrs. V. She actually has a regular name, which is Valerie Denise. And Valerie is one of the young ladies who has a program right here on TalkZone.com.
Right.
And it is it's a great program. I've happened to download a couple of times, listen to it. She's a transformational speaker, an internet talk radio host, and mentor. She is ministering to the emotional needs of people at a whole new level. So I wanted her. I'm just going to shut up and let her ministry
to you. But yeah, well, she needs to. But one other thing that she is known for, she has got the smoothest voice.
Really?
And you need to listen to
it. Well, we're going
to
hear it right now. Valerie, welcome to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am so excited about being here. And you both have a smooth voice as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And where are you hailing from this morning, young lady?
Well, this morning I'm outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love.
Oh, beautiful.
And are you working on a company there, or what are you doing?
Well, I have a corporate office in New York, which is my hangout spot. That's where I really grew up, in New York City, New York. So my office is there, my staff is there, but Ms. V hangs out outside of Philadelphia.
Very cool.
And we're glad to have you. If you are on the internet this morning and listening to this program, you can, of course, hear it at TalkZone.com, but you can also see a visual of it at MaxWorldLive.com. That's MacsWorldLive.com. And we have a lovely picture of Valerie right there on our screen, so you can see what this lovely woman looks like as we dip into her mind and talk to her soul on this fine Thursday here. And almost done with May. Can you believe it? Almost done with May.
I cannot believe 5 months.
Almost
five
done with May.
5 months gone. Half the year is almost gone.
So, Valerie, one of the first questions I always like to ask people when I meet them, whether it be on the radio or in the mall or whatever, and that is, what are you passionate about?
People. I have to be honest and say people. You know, we when we look around, we notice that people are hurting in all shapes and forms, and you must be willing to look very deeply into the eyes of most people, and you can see their pain. You know, I come from an environment where people look good on the outside, baby, look absolutely fabulous. But having been there myself, my friend, I know that there's something deep-rooted that emotionally needs to come out. And that's why I think my passion is so geared towards looking for people who are hurting. Strange as it may sound, but that's how it is for me.
Well, you know, that's great. It would be nice if we could spend this world without any hurt, but the bottom line is people are terrible creatures. I would much rather be a dog or a bird or a fish, because we're very kind to those around us. As a species, humans are quite mean and mean-spirited, and people like you are very necessary, so, you know, we can stop the hurt a little bit. It's interesting. You know, I have two books in my studio. I have the DSM-4 and I have the Bible, because I've always said between those two books, I can usually figure out either what God's answer is or what's wrong with man.
I like the sound of that. I would stick to the Bible. That's the root of everything that I follow. That's the infallible word, my friend, as far as I'm concerned. It works for me. I've tried everything else, and that's what works for me.
So when you do your show on TalkZone.com, what are some of the things that you do?
Oh, my gracious. It can vary, but in all honesty, I sit and listen very deep in my spirit, to figure out what's the best thing. I do listen to my listeners. I get emails, I'm sure, as you guys do. You know how they love to communicate to us in stealth form, you know, without anyone knowing. And they give suggestions. So I take those suggestions, I look at the value in it overall for all of the listeners, and then I move forward with there and start calling on people. And, you know, folks love to be interviewed, so that's how that works.
If you'd like to talk to Ms. V today, you're welcome to do that. And our number is 1-888-463-6748. That's right there on the website. 1-888-463-6748. Or if you're old-fashioned like me, it's 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. Some of us have phones, though, where the numbers aren't on there. The only thing about my BlackBerry, my CrackBerry, that I you have an iPhone, and
that's
it works
right.
great for you.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Hey, I just want to move forward with Ms. V a little bit here. What's some of the, I mean, people are hurting right now. I mean, we turn on Fox News Network or any of the networks and go, man, maybe it's just better to turn the TV off and go back to bed. But give me some of the top things that are causing individuals grief right now when you're talking to them on your show and in personal consultations and how you're helping them, Valerie. Tell me a little bit about that.
My pleasure. You know, gracious, two things happen here. My primary type of conversations are with men.
Okay.
And the thing that's hurting them the most, and it seems to be a universal issue, even though the males are talking about it more quietly to me, is their past, the decisions they've made, not knowing what the rules were, I guess, is one way to look at it in regards to changing a reaction or a response to something. Not knowing how to do things effectively as a man or as a woman. A lot of people are also hurt because of sexual abuse. There are a lot of things that are plaguing people emotionally that they're keeping buried right in their gut, and they're not telling anyone. So a lot of the hurt that we see people exchange one to another is clearly from the past. It's
right.
usually from the past. I think you guys could agree with that.
Absolutely.
When we start looking at things, you know, when we start looking at our past, we'll see the root of our reactions and our behavior. And as accountability agent, which is what some folks have coined me, it's my job, my responsibility, and my passion to pull you out of that thing. Because guess what? Ms. V has been there and done that. I bought the T-shirt, wrote the book, and have a video on it. How's that?
I don't think I coined this phrase. I think I'm positive I heard somebody say it, Ms. V, but don't allow the past to rule your future. I'm sure somebody else probably coined that, but I try to take a little bit of credit for it. But I think that's what you're saying. Don't allow the past to rule your future, right?
Clearly, but you got to know how to do it. We're very quick to tell people what not to do as a suggestion, and I know we all mean it in love, but if you don't know how to do it, you're going to keep repeating it. And that's what we see generation after generation. But it's still a beautiful world out there. Don't get it twisted. Ms. B is not, you know, down in the doldrums. I believe in people because I've been transformed.
Ms. V, by the way, we're talking with Valerie. Is it Denise or Dennis?
Denise. Valerie Denise.
Okay, Valerie Denise, who goes by the name of Miss V, and she has a program on TalkZone.com. When does that program air?
I am on Wednesdays. I'm live on Wednesdays. However, my new time schedule will begin next week Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, because a lot of my West Coast buddies are like, you know, we're rolling out of bed just to listen to you, and that doesn't always work. So 4 p.m. Eastern starting next week, June 3rd.
And you are also accessible via phones and email and things like that, and all that information can be found out if you go to TalkZone.com. You can find out all the information on Miss V. We're going to take a break now. If I heard you correctly, Miss V, you said that you mainly deal with men, and you deal with a lot of sexual abuse.
Yes, unfortunately.
Among men,
my friend.
Boy,
yes.
You know, we don't very often use the term sexual abuse and men together, so I want to listen to this. Miss V is our guest. We'll come back in just a minute. We are live here at MaxWorldLive.com, and if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. Rooster and I, we love our jobs, and we couldn't do it without you. Right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Grandpa is amazing. At least that's what Sydney, my 5-year-old granddaughter, says. Yeah, and I taught her to say that. You know, I'm passionate, and I love being a dad to my 4 kids and a grandpa to my 3 kids and a husband to my wife. My wife always says it takes 20 years to train a good husband. Thank heavens my wife is a patient woman. I'm passionate about my relationships and believe each one begins with a conversation. In MaxWorld, I explore people and their passions. When you first meet me, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you passionate about? And then the relationship begins. I have other passions, including my marriage to my wife, my children, my relationship with my Father God. I'm kind of religious, and great talk radio. So whether it be politics, relationships, sex, or religion, no subject is taboo. And Rooster makes it all the more interesting with his down-home Southern opinions and attitude. So welcome to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And as I always say, thanks for listening. I love my job.
but I couldn't do it without you here at MaxWorldLive.com.
We can make it perfect. We're Aquafusion of Iowa, the authorized dealer for the General Electric Pro Elite water system. Unlike some water systems, the GE Pro Elite provides 100% conditioned and refined water 100% of the time that you're using it. And how? With an advanced monitoring system that checks your water 24 hours a day and automatically adapts to the changing water conditions. And value? Because refined water saves you real money, like up to 60% on detergent and soap costs, and it prolongs the life of your appliances from water heaters to dishwashers, and because you'll never have to buy bottled water ever again, our GE Pro Elite water system actually pays for itself. So let's talk about your water needs and what we can do about it. We're Aquafusion of Iowa. Look us up by typing in Aquafusion of Iowa in a Google search. That's Aquafusion with a Z. Local, trusted, and ready to work today. We can make your water perfect every day. Aquafusion of Iowa.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.
Right, are we ready?
Yeah!
The real reason for the invention of the Internet. TalkZone.com.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
MaxWorldLive.com.
17 minutes past the hour live here in MaxWorldLive.com, also on TalkZone.com. We appreciate you listening. If you live locally in the central Iowa area, Rooster will be running Dam to Dam. He will be competing with his lovely daughter, Mandy Lynn, who is our executive producer, and he thinks he can beat her in a three-mile race. And I will never be so happy to see your sorry ass lose something in my life. Otherwise, I'm always on your side, always. But on this deal, for you to be foolish enough to think you could outrun your daughter,
oh yeah,
you're mental. I'm going to look it up in the DSM, dude. There's a mental illness for that somewhere.
No. It's just I know what I can do. I've skydived for years. I've scuba dived for years.
Oh, I can push myself out of a plane, too. Jump! Oh, ooh, that takes a lot of talent.
Then we'll do
land!
That.
Ooh, that takes a lot of talent.
Tomorrow at 11:15, I'll take you south of Des Moines.
Fine.
And we'll jump. And I'm going to push you out of a plane.
I've gone skydiving before.
Yeah, with you strapped to somebody's back.
Absolutely. I don't jump out of a damn good plane for no reason at all.
Yeah, so you've only jumped tandem. So you've never taken the real jump.
I don't care. I don't push me out of a plane and let's see if I'm either going to live or die. That, and I'm smart enough to know that if I die, where I'm going. So you can push me out of a perfectly good plane all you want.
Okay.
Foolish man.
We're going to have that.
Foolish
man. We're going to do that. We're going to do that as a special event for Max World Live. Rooster and Macaroni are going to jump out of a perfectly good plane together.
Am I going to be strapped to you?
Oh, heck no.
Don't I have to take lessons or something first?
I'll get you taken care of. I'll get you all taken care of.
Yeah, I bet you will.
No, I promise. Unlike you,
here,
I don't want to see you go splat.
Here, Mac, put this on your back, and I'll say, It looks like a backpack you buy from Target. Oh, don't worry about the red and white circle that looks like a Target. Don't worry, Mac. Just pull this little cord.
Or the Little Miss Kitty on the back emblem?
What cord? You mean the shoestring you tied to the zipper? You pull that, Mac. It'll open.
There you go.
This is not my first rodeo, okay?
Okay.
All right, we are back in MaxWorldLive.com, and we have a lovely young lady on the radio with us today. Her name is Miss V, or Valerie Denise. And if you're watching us at MaxWorldLive.com, or if you're downloading this and watching it later on, we have her picture. And she is you're a coach, right? You're a motivational speaker. You're a coach. You're a friendly soul and a helpful ear. How am I doing? Am I doing okay on that definition?
Pretty close. Actually, transformational is really more of describes what I do. I work from the inside out. So in order for a person to transform, my friend, we've got to work from the inside out. And I don't really coach. I mentor people. But it's
all
good.
There's a difference. We're learning here in Max World Live the difference between coaching, mentoring, and counseling.
Yes.
Because they are three distinctive talents and skills that people put into application to help people.
Clearly.
So you mentor.
Yes, I do. I'm finding myself as an example. I've been working with younger people in the Philadelphia foster care system. And I have to tell you, I had to step back for a few minutes when I got involved because it can be emotionally draining. I had no idea how neglected the system is, unfortunately, handling these young people.
Right.
Well, we don't handle them, Miss V. We simply... Mm-hmm. Place them and give them a place to sleep and make sure they have three squares and make sure they have decent medical coverage, and we forget about everything from the shoulders up.
Yep, and that's the problem. Unfortunately, these young people are the generation that will be leading us, so we need to give them a shot of love and compassion and show a little bit more sensitivity towards them.
Absolutely. Here's something, and this is a question for individuals that do what you do. Because I'm going to tell you, first of all, ain't a snowball's chance in hell that I could do it. Because you made a statement just a minute ago that it's draining, all right? I can't imagine what it would be like to do what you do day in and day out. It's got to be both mentally and physically draining because you're actually pouring yourself out to these individuals. How do you handle that? What do you do to keep your mind straight after a day of dealing with issue after issue?
The first thing I do, in all honesty, is I look at the bigger picture. And I am a proponent of looking at the end result of a thing.
Okay.
Because if V continues to stay stagnant in the middle of a situation, she'll never move forward. And there's the possibility that she'll fall backwards. And I can't do that because people's lives have been placed in my hands to help, to help their growth. So that's one thing. The second thing is I take time out for me, baby. I have no problem with going to a spa and relaxing. And then I have mentors, key people who are ahead of me in particular areas of my life, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically. And then I don't reinvent the wheel. I just follow the successful people in the same genre that I'm in who've already done it before me.
Okay.
That's how you survive it, you know?
Okay. I don't think I'm the only person out there that would think that, because as an example, I mean, I saw a statistic years ago. I have no idea if it's changed, gotten worse, gotten better, but the highest rate of suicides were psychiatrists, okay? And these are individuals that are sitting listening to the problems that are occurring on a day-to-day basis. And I have such a great deal of respect for individuals like those folks that can do that, and like yourself that can do what you do. But you have a plan and a method in which to decompress, so to speak, and that's awesome. That way we can keep good folks like you out there doing that. That gets me to my next question. It was brought up before the break, and Mac, I know that you're very interested in this because it blows me away. You deal with mostly men that have been sexually abused. Now, as a guy, I'm a Tennessee boy. I'm a pretty tough old boy, pretty tough old bird. I cannot imagine that happening to me. So enlighten me. Tell me where I'm missing this work, because I don't believe it. Talk to us about it.
Sure. You know something? When there's a deep, dark secret, who knows about it? only the people that are involved. It's not something that you sit around at the breakfast table and talk about. Well, you know, grandpa, uncle, or somebody just stuck his penis in my rectum or had me to go down on him as a male child. That's not something that you discuss. They don't really discuss it even with the...
Whoa, no kidding.
Keep it real. Let's keep it real. You know,
Miss B, I don't even want to... Please. Okay. All right.
Miss B, he's a little homophobic.
The point I'm making is this is the reality for so many people. And the people that come to me, I'll be honest with you, these men, they're tired. They're angry. They are... you know, producing habits with their wives and other family members that are aggressive and angry. You know, there's a large statistic of heterosexual married women, as an example, who are involved with husbands that are what we call on the down low. And we call it down low for a reason, because it's something that's hush-hush. And that's because if you trace back over their experiences, it's because they have primarily been violated themselves sexually. And sometimes even those sexual violations come from women, older women, to these young boys. So these men, when they come to me, believe you me, you wouldn't believe what some of these faces look like. They're in government. They're in ministry. They are in, you know, your local community.
Holy crap.
It's for real. It's for real. They're leaders of countries, my friend, that have been sexually abused. And you're not going to hear about it, and of course I'm not going to give names because that's neither here nor there. But this is a real issue, and people are doing this. Hey, they've been doing it since the beginning of time.
Right.
Well, this is nothing new.
And that was my question, Ms. V. We seem to have such a raised level of awareness on sex offenders, sexual abuse, and things like that. Is this something new to our society, or has it always been there, but we now are able to talk about it more freely?
I don't have all the statistics in front of me. You know, there's an expression, to answer your question, there's an expression that says, there's nothing new, it's only new to you. There's even a scripture that says, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, and like I said initially, most people don't talk about this sort of stuff, but it's very prevalent, I'm sorry to say, especially, and I'm not, you know, taking away from anything, but the Midwest, you see a lot of that, because you see larger groups of families that cohabitate, that sort of thing. And this is where I find, especially the West Coast and the Midwest, I see a lot of people who are coming to me talking about this. But on a lighter note, gentlemen, on a lighter note, I don't really deal with the problem in and of itself. Our goal, our target, our only target is to get to the overall change of that behavior so that that person won't be the same as their predecessor or the person who attacked them.
Yeah, you're like trying that. To stop it from going to the next generation.
Clearly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's something that we as a society are aware of right now, is that maybe for the first time in the history of mankind, I know that's an ominous statement, but maybe for the first time in the history of mankind, we actually have a chance over the next couple of generations to wipe out that type of sexual abuse within families.
And remember this, sexual abuse leads to other, that's the root of the problem, but sexual abuse leads to other behavioral challenges that we see in younger people. There are other things, you know, other than sexual abuse, but I want this to be like a, you know, it's a sex-only issue. It has many faces, many tentacles, as I call it. And I have to be honest, even in my own family, it's a very real issue from one generation to the next generation, a few uncles. And if I can just put it on the table there, which I do with my listeners or wherever I go, I dealt with that for 5 years, and I had five different uncles that assaulted me.
Oh, my God.
And it affected me. It affected me in the way that anger. That's why I'm so thankful now people call me the smooth voice of Internet talk radio,
that's
because
right.
I used to be the grouchy voice. you know, the hate. I mean, I could create more cuss words because of my anger and resentment better than speaking several different languages. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
There are so many things, and I believe, I'm confident of this one thing, that I'm in my lane doing the work that I'm supposed to do to speak to that root issue, because we are beautiful human creations. I don't give a dag on what people are doing, and I know I've done some stuff.
You're listening to Miss V. She is the smooth voice of Internet Talk Radio here on talkradio.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about that sexual abuse that she encountered as a child and how that has to transform into behavioral changes as a person gets older after they've healed from it. After they've healed and forgiven themselves, then come the behavioral changes. We'll talk about that when we come back. Starring Rooster McRoberts, I'm J. Michael McCoy, and thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com. You know, every once in a while, a radio show comes along that offers both information and entertainment. A daily radio show that one moment makes you jump up and down and yell, "Finally!" Someone who loves America as much as I do. And sometimes makes you want to throw your cell phone at the radio and yell, "Shut the up!" Well, congratulations. You just found your next best friend on the air. Maxwell, starring Rooster McRoberts, a sensible, fine, upstanding American like Mac, and a hillbilly redneck like Rooster. Honestly, how do these boys do this show without killing each other? Oh, heavens. Is this the future of radio? Yep, and it's all here live for you at Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Great googly moogly.
Now, I'll warn you, listening to Max World Live may cause you to yell, scream, and throw objects at your radio. But have some fun doing it. And thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
It's bad enough when you have one company bugging you about the money you owe them.
I want my money.
But when they all start coming at you at the same time.
I want my money.
Me too.
I need payment by midnight tonight.
Don't press the panic button. Press the help button.
Hi, I'm Tom Coates with Consumer Credit of Des Moines. We can make those bill collectors all go away, at the same time helping you get out of debt. We've already helped over 100,000 people, and we can help you too. So when the bill collectors start ganging up on you, we'll send them packing.
If too many people are trying to help you solve your credit card debt problems, choose the one that'll serve you best. Consumer Credit of Des Moines. Consumer Credit of Des Moines is Iowa's largest credit counseling agency with 7 offices throughout the state. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
I love my wife. I've loved my wife since the day I met her. In fact, I have told hundreds of people, and I'll tell you right now, it was love at first sight. In over 20 years of being together, I guess just like all of us, we put on a little weight. Didn't matter to me. She's still my dream girl. But it mattered to her. So about a year ago, my wife found a program called MediFast. M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T. MediFast Iowa. It is a program controlled by doctors, and it taught CJ how to eat better, how to eat right. And now, almost a year later and 30 pounds less, my dream girl fits into her wedding dress. I didn't care if she lost weight, but I care that she's happy about the way she looks. And on MediFast, my wife is happier than she's been in years. So if you're looking for a program to help you lose weight and stick with it, MediFastIowa.tsfl.com or go to MaxWorldLive.com and look at MediFast. It will change your life.
Hey, it's Doug, the Max World Live Tech Angel. If you feel invisible online, don't have your cousin Marty build you a website, and don't run out and drop $10,000 on graphic design. What you need is what we deliver, and that's online findability. If you're that company, you know, the one overwhelmed by technology, stop. You have some catching up to do. Create Wow Media provides the platform for you to become findable where everyone is looking. Find us today at createwowmedia.com.
You found the best place for quality internet talk. Around the clock and around the world. TalkZone.com.
Prepare to be dazzled.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Feels like my eyes have been blown wide open.
27 minutes before the top of the hour. Good morning. This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com. You can also listen to us at TalkZone.com. We have a visual component to our radio program. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but this is the 21st century after all. And that visual component is we have in our studio, which, by the way, was built specifically for a visual broadcast as well as an audio broadcast, we have 4 HD cameras. You're looking at one of them there. The second one would be there. And then Hello. There would be Rooster's camera. And then we also have an outside camera where we're broadcasting live from, and we broadcast live from a place called Miss Kitty's, which has a long tradition of being a country dance club in the Midwest, and I'm happy to say that to some people it is a tourist attraction because we are very visually motivated here at Max or at Miss Kitty's.
True,
and we have
I'm here. The reason that it's become a tourist attraction,
it isn't you,
is
it has
because
nothing to
because
do with
the
you.
Rooster is in his nest.
Oh, good God in heaven!
Every single day, and people come from around the world to see me.
Who we got right there? Pat, my business partner, Pat's out there. That's the people coming from around the world, you doodog.
I'm certain. Okay, fine. All right.
Anyway,
and Pat is a good guy, by the way, so that's great.
And the other element that we are able to do here is when we have a guest, like we have on today, Miss Valerie Denise, we're able to put her picture on there. And she's in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love this morning. But via the Internet and via the telephone, she's with us live here in MaxWorldLive.com. And Valerie, Miss V, as you like to be called, your show next week is 4 o'clock Eastern time. So that'd be 3 o'clock here Central time on Wednesdays. Is that right?
That's correct.
Super.
And people can always call in and talk to you on your show, and it is at 1-888-463-6748. Same number we have here, 1-888-463-6748, which is 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. All right, Miss V, in your life, you are what you call a transformational speaker and Internet talk show host, and you deal with mentoring.
Mentoring.
Young people, and we were talking about how a lot of the people that you mentor have been sexually abused as a child growing up, and you very courageously shared that that's also a situation with you, that you were sexually abused as a child growing up. There's somebody listening right now to this radio program who is hoping nobody sees them or hears them listening, but they're crying inside because we're talking about the deepest, darkest pain that they've ever felt in their life. We're talking about the thing that wakes them up in the middle of the night, keeps them awake, and makes them sleep when they don't even want to sleep. It makes them fearful of everything around them, and that's the sexual abuse that they're either currently encountering or have encountered. What's the first thing you say to that person who is a victim who has not yet faced that demon?
Yes.
Don't believe the lie. That's what demons do. They lie. Don't believe the lie. It's never been your fault. You've never caused it. You've never brought it on. And even if you allowed it to happen because you couldn't fight anymore, believe you me, it was their problem and their fault. And more importantly, at some point you realize that anger is not going to save either you or the person who's doing it. But I'm here to help, and many other people who are willing to listen to what it is you have to say and give you the energy and the direction you need, because your life is valuable.
Thank God for that. I mean, I have to tell you, because, again, and you said it and Max said it so well, is there's a lot of folks out there that just really are dying on the inside. Let me ask you this question, Ms. V. Do you do speaking engagements? Because we whatever we can get out there, we want to. We've talked about how to get a hold of you. Also, folks, on MaxWorldLive.com, we have what we call the Tribe page. And we have Miss V right on there along with all of our other special tribe members, and that's what we like to call everybody. And you can click on her picture, her beautiful picture, and get more information on how to find her. Do you do speaking engagements across the United States, and is there some spots that you're going to be at that maybe we could you could promo for us a little bit?
Well, thank you, and I appreciate being a part of the tribe. That's good news for me. Yes, I do go out. I just finished a Midwest to West Coast tour about two and a half weeks ago, and covered a lot of states. A lot of people were listening to what needed to be said. But you can always reach me, of course, at my office or through the website here on TalkZone.com. And I am willing to present the message that fits the organization or group of people that that tailors to what it is I am ministering to them about. And it's called From the Inside Out. That's my primary foundational dialogue I have with people, From the Inside Out.
You know, and I'm going to use this as an example, and it may be a bad example, but I think it makes it clear for me from the inside out. I love that. I call it a tagline, a mantra. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to say, because I think too many people have thought, if I change my environment, if I change my surroundings, i.e., if I had a better home, if I had a bigger car, my life would be better. But what you're saying, Ms. V, is so, so true, and I want to know if I'm saying this right also for those that are out there, maybe they'll get it a little bit better. You're going inside and fixing the technical difficulties inside their heart, their mind, and their body, correct?
I'm going inside with the person to correct themselves. You know that you have the answer. You're the one with the answer, and you've got to live with that decision you make.
That's huge, too. You have the you're telling folks that they really do have the answer, but you're there to help facilitate that. Is that correct?
Exactly. And I am the accountability agent. We're going to get it done. That's my promise.
Awesome. 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 I have to tell you, you know, in since I've been working with Mac and Mac's World Live for several months and doing this show, he's introduced me to individuals like yourself. And, you know, I'm like I said, I'm a Tennessee hillbilly. You know, if you can't get it worked out on your own, what the heck do you need somebody else, you know, and that type of thing. But I finally come to realize that, you know what, we can't always do it by ourselves. We need help. And that's what I see that you're doing there. When it comes to, it brings me to another question for you, if you don't mind. How long have you, this is kind of going off of what you do and more on your radio show. How long have you been doing your radio show?
I have been on radio for a year and a half now, if I'm not mistaken. A year and a half. I started out at a different network and discovered that, geez, V, this is something that you were birthed to do. So added, incorporated into all of the whole package for people.
And what's been your experience on being on the Internet? I know we have a lot of folks, because we do about social networking and things like that. So this is more on the business side, if you don't mind. What's been your experience on being on the Internet? What's happening there? How has your audience grown, and how have you been able to really affect a change for folks in this last year and a half?
Well, the beauty of Internet radio or Internet anything is that you can take it with you wherever you have Internet connection, and that's a beauty and a plus all within itself. So because of that, people that knew me from prior days have come over and they listened, or, you know, they download or send me emails saying, I caught you for a few minutes, but remember me from so-and-so station. So that's dynamic. And I am a proponent of utilizing every single thing Sister can put her hands on to get the message out, because that's my duty.
Oh, super. That's super. One additional question, because I kind of wanted to know from a business standpoint how this is working, because bottom line is, if we don't have somebody listening, we can't minister to somebody that's out there. If they're not listening to us, we're talking to ourselves. And as much as I love to hear my head rattle, and I know Mac does because I deal with it every day, we love what we do, and we want to affect a change with folks. Now, getting back to what you do, we were talking about the sexual abuse, how men in a lot of them in very high places.
Mm-hmm.
With women, and let me back up a second. My wife, Mrs. McRoberts, prior to us being married, she had gone through sexual abuse, and she's been very, very open about it. Mm-hmm. And hers was more as an adult. It sounds to me that you're talking about a lot of these people are coming to you that had this happen when they were children, carried that into their adult life, and now it's creating behavior that is, frankly, in my opinion, unacceptable. Is that a correct statement?
Absolutely, absolutely. If I may, yes, a lot of it does start from childhood, absolutely, positively. However, sexual abuse takes on a different form when you become an adult. It's not necessarily that they're only abusing other younger people, but husbands and wives are abusing each other sexually. Girlfriends and boyfriends, teachers taking advantage of other students, even if they're in college. You dig what I'm saying? So
right.
It has these many different faces. Again, we have to know what the faces look like. How do we know who our enemy is unless what he looks like?
Right. And let me ask this question. Is it coming out in violent behavior at times? Let's say the men that were sexually abused when they were children, is it coming out in violent behavior for them?
It can. I'm discovering that violence takes on many forms. You know, if I put it on the table, because I want everyone to be blessed and healed from what I say, you know, I was married at one point, and one of the primary issues that we had was the violence. It started out very slow. And then all of a sudden progressed. And by the time it progressed, Sister was like, I'm out of here. You know, 911 or somebody, because somebody's got to go. And that takes on a different face. So in my situation, as an example, I speak to that to people. A lot of what people are experiencing, I let them know straight up, listen, we've been there, done that. What are we going to do now about this? And so that we don't repeat it.
Really?
We're listening to MaxWorldLive.com on TalkZone.com as well as MaxWorldLive.com. Our guest is the lovely Valerie
Denise.
Denise, I'm sorry. And she does a show called Miss V. and it is on TalkZone.com on 4 o'clock Eastern Time, starting next Wednesday. And we're talking a little bit about sexual abuse and some of the difficult things that young people go through. We have a Ustreamer who just chatted with us, Ms. V, and said, reported cases, 1 in 4 girls are sexually assaulted by someone they know prior to the age of 18. 1 in 5 or 6 boys are also sexually abused. These are just the reported cases. Any idea with your experience? And I know you're. I know. I'm asking you for a guess, and I'm okay with that because it's going to be an educated guess.
Yeah.
Any idea what is out there that isn't being reported? Is it equal to that? Is it twice that? What's the real stem of this problem out there?
Well, let me just explain it this way. I would think it's a bit more extreme because we have freeways and highways that transport people for sexual bartering. We have situations where sexual exchange is mandatory in corporate America. We have situations where this violation of sexuality overall comes in many different forms. So, you know, it's more vast, and people don't want to report it because, first of all, it's disgusting. And if anyone, right, you know, thinks that this is normal or okay, you need more than medicine. You need more than medicine. And to be so offensive to a person violently in whatever way, you got to get a grip on it. You got to get a grip, and you can't do it by yourself.
Our guest is the lovely Miss V, and you're listening to MaxWorldLive.com. When we come back, if you're a person out there who knows someone who's suffering from sexual abuse, or you yourself, unfortunately, live in that world, either presently or with demons from the past, we're going to try to get you some help. We'll do that when we come back live at MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and we enjoy coming to you every single day live from the heart of America, talking about the subjects that you're passionate about, talking about your family, and most importantly, listening to what you have to say. What you say on our radio program is the most important thing. That's why our phone lines are always open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. Call in. Share what you're thinking. I may not agree, but your opinion matters to me, and I will respect what you have to say. You know, the other thing I respect are the advertisers, the sponsors, the underwriters who help make this program possible every day. I call them my passion partners because, like me, they're passionate about great local talk radio. So when you hear the advertisers, do me a favor, go to their business or call them on the phone. Tell them thanks for sponsoring great local live talk radio, because that's what you'll hear every day. Brought to you by our passion partners right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Having your morning caffeine and surfing the web?
No, proofing my sign designs from Fast Signs.
You design signs too?
Fast Signs does. I send them my ideas and logos. They deliver innovative sign solutions, and they make me look good. They do all our banners, menu boards, and vehicle wraps.
Okay, but doesn't Fast Signs have to come to the office to discuss sketches and present proofs?
Fast Signs technology has made sign buying so simple, I can oversee the whole process online at fastsigns.com.
Let me see that.
Look, everything's right here, and it will be shipped to all of our locations. I review and either suggest changes or approve, and then Fast Signs has our order on its way.
It does sound simple.
It is.
Latte, ready for Jeff.
There's your latte.
Go to fastsigns.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Sam Atchison of Atchison Auto Works. Did you know that we've been serving our customers in Des Moines and surrounding suburbs since 1947? Yep, we like to call ourselves the professional repairers. Why? Because we're not a dealership. We don't sell cars. Repairing cars is not a sideline for us. It's our specialty. That's all we do. Now, I'm not picking on the dealerships. They're gorgeous facilities, way nicer than mine. But who do you think pays for those nice buildings? So you want to buy a new car or truck, you need warranty repairs, go to a dealership. After that, do yourself and your checkbook a favor. When your vehicle needs service or body work, drop the dealership, forget the franchise, align yourself with Atchison Auto Works. We have thousands of customers in Central Iowa. We'd like you for our customer, too. We won't let you down, I promise. We're Atchison Auto Works at 8000 University Boulevard in Clive.
Our reputation is your guarantee. Atchison Auto Works, you'll agree. You can trust Atchison Auto Works.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it." "Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem."
"That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired."
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
All the talk, all the time. This is TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
You know, opinions are like, well, you know, everybody's got one.
What did you just call me?
But I want to hear yours.
You talking to me?
Phone lines are open. 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's MaxWorldLive.com. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back to MaxWorldLive.com. Just a few more minutes with the lovely Miss V, Valerie Denise, who does a program on TalkZone.com every Wednesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. She mentors young people, and on her program, she certainly will help you. Her phone line is the same as ours, and you can call at any time we're on the air, 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748 or 1-888-GO-FOR-IT for us old-fashioned people that actually used to remember when the letters were on our numbers on the phone. We are live here in MaxWorldLive.com with a visual presentation as well. Please take the time and tune over to our website at Max, MacsWorldLive.com, and you'll find that we have a four-camera HD system working in our studio, and there's a picture of Mr. McRoberts, who is my co-host, and here I am, and I'm kind of camera shy, so I quickly put it on the loveliest one in the room, and that's Miss V,
absolutely,
who is live from us from the city of brotherly love, but live in MaxWorldLive.com. At this very moment. We've been talking about people who suffer from sexual abuse, either as an adult or as a child. And I find it interesting, Valerie, that we have finally, as a society, recognized that even within the confines of a legal, blessed marriage, there is sexual abuse going on. And both men and women need to realize that just because you're married to someone, you do not have the right to either emotionally or especially physically or sexually abuse them. How often do you find this the case in a happy marriage?
Oh, geez. I can't give you statistics, unfortunately. However, it's, once is enough. That's all I can do.
Right.
My own experience was enough. So that statistic right there is shattering, that at least I experienced it, which was not good news.
And when you experienced it, you said you experienced it as a young lady growing up. Did you not recognize that it was going on during the dating or courting period and then it reappeared? Or was it not present during that period and then as you were married, the husband changed his mind and became a real SOB?
Well, let's look at it this way. You know, when someone's out to attack you and they're doing it as a part of who they are, they're not really going to jump out and rawr, come and get you. They're going to do things very quietly because they're manipulators and they're deceivers. And in order to be a master manipulator or deceiver, you got to learn how to do your thing well, and you can't be so visible. So it's progressive. It's progressive.
So it ramps itself up over a period of time. It's kind of like they kind of suck you into it, it sounds to me.
Clearly, clearly.
My goodness.
Valerie, what do you say to someone who's listening this morning who themselves are either suffering at the hands of sexual abuse or physical abuse, or keep that demon buried inside from years past and have never talked about it or expressed it as an adult? What do we tell those people?
If you are experiencing it right now, you need to dial 911 and run for the hills, because your life, you only get one, and it's not something that you should exchange for violence or anything that's hurting you. If you are another person who has experienced something in the past and don't know what to do, let your fingers do the walking in the yellow pages. There are plenty of groups and organizations that have been in existence for people just like you.
And where do they find those? You just say the yellow pages?
Well, that's one thing. You know, we get on the internet and Google everything else. Look up sexual abuse. I can give you two places that I've worked with, actually had on my show some time back, if you'd like.
Super.
Wonderful. For men, there's a young man out in San Francisco, California, Steve Lepore. His organization is called 1N6, the number 1, the word IN, the number 6.org. For the prevention of sexual abuse for younger people, there's an organization called StopItNow.org. So those two are one for preventive and specifically for men, which seems to be overlooked.
Yes. We us guys, we just don't want to. We just don't want to bring it up. I mean, if it happens, we're a guy. I mean, for heaven's sakes, we're a guy. I'm not going to tell somebody about that. Thank the Lord, it's never happened to me. But you know what? I don't want to be perceived as weak and that I've been taken advantage of and in that type of situation. We're guys, man. We're tough. But the truth of the matter is, it's happening more than any of us care to really discuss. But it needs to be discussed to fix the problem. Right?
Thoroughly. I agree. I completely agree, and I'm so thankful that we've had this discussion.
Absolutely. So are we. Thank you, Ms. V. We appreciate it.
Ms. V, I appreciate you taking the time to listen again. You can find her on our Tribe website at maxworldlive.com. I've only said that for 12 years. Click on her picture there and her name, Valerie Denise, on our Tribe picture. And also check her out at TalkZone.com, where her program airs at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time each and every Wednesday. Ms. V, God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Four minutes before the top of the hour, when we come back, how bad is China messing with our economy? I mean, we know that for a long time we borrowed a little money here and there from them, but we just went and got $3 trillion. Now, I don't even know how many zeros a trillion is, and I should. I should, because it's my government that's out there spending that kind of money for me. $3 trillion is what China just loaned to us. They're a superpower militarily. What is that going to mean for you and me, and more specifically for our kids and grandkids?
That's right.
We'll talk about that when we come back. And later on in the hour, kind of a silly question, but I'm just going to pose it for you. Who would you rather live next to, a sex offender or a Gitmo terrorist? Because Obama's letting them out, and I'm sure you could rent a room if you wanted to. We're so worried about the sex offender, and as we should be with most cases, some cases, as I know you know, sex offenders are nothing more than some guy who got drunk and decided to pee in somebody's front yard,
yep.
And now he's on the sex offender registry. But these Gitmo prisoners are going to be let go, and they're going to be put in the confines and custody of local jurisdictions like where you live. So what would you be more comfortable living next to? A sex offender or a terrorist? It's going to happen to you. We'll talk about it next. My name's J. Michael McCoy, and the gentleman to my left is Rooster. It's Rooster McRoberts. It's Max World Live, and we thank you for listening. We love our jobs, and we couldn't do it without you, right here in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, Tech Angel Doug here from Create Wow Media. We brought this show from the Stone Age to the Web Age. Create Wow Media helps companies amplify their online brands through multimedia. Where do you look for information first? Are you spending marketing dollars to become findable on the web? Or still hoping your old brochure website will bring you new business? Contact us today to discover how you can amplify your company's online brand. CreateWowMedia.com, the online brand amplifiers.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.tsfl.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Pure Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio. But I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy, Mac at McCoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.